Eighth parak of Sota, third Mishnah. Eilu she'ein choizrim. These people do not go back from the war. They cannot take advantage of the heta of going back because they built a new house or vineyard and married a wife. Abayna beishar. If he did not build a house, just brought an entrance room to the house. Or chsadra is an open, like a porch area that has a roof on it. Doesn't have walls around it. On the peset is also some open area in front of, like a porch. And it's generally on the second story in front of the entrance of the house. Notea aboli iloni maichol v'chamish iloni srak. As far as a kerem, it has to be a vineyard or five of any other fruit tree, but if there are only four fruit trees, or there are even five of them, but they were not fruit trees, then he cannot go back because of them. If he marries a wife, yes, but Mazik Rishos, if he remarries his divorcee, he does not pattern from going to the war. If he married Be'iser, Amona, Til Kohen Gadol, which is prohibited, or a Grush V'chaluz is Kohen Hedyad, or Mamzer Sinsil Yisrael, a marriage between a regular Jew and a mamzer or nosin is illegal. All these lo yichozer, they will not go back. Now, there's a little chiddush here because we'll see later on. There's a discussion if a person does a veris, we don't accept him into the army. So these people are doing a veris, they do not get a ptur. They don't get out of the war effort based on the fact they're married. We'll see if there are other reasons why they will not be part of the army. If you have a house that you knocked it down and rebuilt it, it's also not considered building a house. Means that it's made out of bricks, wasn't cemented in. So it says more than that. Not that it wasn't cemented in, but the earth was very soft there. And if you built a house with bricks, it would eventually cave in. So it wasn't a permanent house. Therefore, it's not considered building a house that will prevent you from going into war.